Welcome to the world today. My name is Frank Weltner. I am the librarian for JewWatch, the largest compendium of information about Jewish organizations and news on the internet today. In addition, I am the librarian and archivist for a new website, www.americanussr.com, which is already the largest compendium of history concerning the negative aspects of the United States of America, which the CIA, FBI, the presidency, the Congress, and all other agencies of the United States want you to know nothing about. Welcome to The World Today, which is January the 11th, 2011. My name is Frank Weltner. Well, once again, the United States is heading down the pathway into anti-constitutional darkness. Ever since the Department of Homeland Security took a look at the killings in Tucson, they have been dying to say something. Now they've tied Arizona's attack to lone wolf terrorism. What they mean by lone wolf terrorism is, of course, whatever they want to mean by it. There really is no such thing as a lone wolf terrorist. It's just something that they've made up. Other people have used that phrase before. I believe that Metzger probably used it for many, many years. Why would DHS be using the same phrases that a racist like Metzger uses? Is DHS becoming racist? Are they trying to associate themselves with right-wing racism in America? The Wild Western type? Are they changing their attitudes entirely and they're going to go with what they used to call their enemy, the racists? Well, it seems so, as if they're going to use Metzger's lone wolf terrorism concept. Well, what we have here is basically Homeland Security is being used as a tragedy vulture. Every time there's a tragedy, the federal government swoops in like a bunch of vultures, and they begin to peck at the carcass and to bring all the TV cameras in to allow people to watch the Homeland Security, the DHS, come in and feast from whatever corpses are left after the tragedy has occurred. These tragedy vultures have descended on 9/11 again and again. And they love to recount how these terrorists are trying to destroy America. We have seen an increase in the lone wolf-type attacks, according to the DHS, which from a law enforcement and investigation perspective are the most challenging, Secretary Janet Napolitano said earlier this week. Why? Because by definition they're not conspiring. They're not using the phones, the computer networks, or any. They're not talking with others any other way that we might get some inkling about what is being planned. Well, I'm not sure if that's true or not. It seemed to me that Mr. Loeffner had his own materials on FaceLink and on MySpace. Well, anybody could have gone up there and seen what he had. But what can you do? I don't think there's anything you can do about someone who decides to just out of total nuttiness or whatever, go out and shoot somebody. It could be a non-nutty person that did it. How are you going to check on everybody? The government has characterized Joseph Andrew Stack, John Patrick Bedell, and Johnny Lee Wicks, and others as lone wolf attackers. And again, the phrase comes from Tom Metzger, which now shows the government allied with racism in America because they're using the vocabulary of racists. Stack allegedly plowed a small aircraft into an IRS building in Austin, Texas. And so they called him a terrorist for doing that. Actually, he wasn't a terrorist for doing that. He was a political activist making a statement. It was actually freedom of speech. They could have called him a freedom of speech terrorist or something like that rather than a lone wolf terrorist. I don't think that the man's a lone wolf terrorist at all. I think he represented more Americans than the Congress itself in wanting to attack the IRS for the different illegal and dastardly things the IRS has done to citizens. I'm sure there are many of you listening to me who have been practically destroyed by the IRS. And this was a man who finally took things into his own hands and did something. He probably spoke for you when he did that. You probably wouldn't have done it, I wouldn't have done it, but he did it. And that was very, very interesting. Bedell, described as a mentally ill marijuana user, opened fire outside the Pentagon in March. Now, don't you love that? Bedell is described as a mentally ill marijuana user. What does marijuana user have to do with mentally ill, or mentally ill have to do with marijuana user? They're totally separate concepts, but here he is described as a mentally ill marijuana user. And he opened fire outside of the Pentagon in March. Well, there's probably 200 million marijuana users who have used marijuana at least once in the past in America. Does this mean that all 200 million of the people who have tried marijuana are mentally ill marijuana users? You see, you have to watch how you sling these words around like this. They're just doing this to motivate people to participate in non-think. Another one, Johnny Lee Wicks, was killed at a federal courthouse in Las Vegas after his Social Security check was reduced and he kind of went berserk. And they didn't know quite what to do, and he decided to lash out. And they're calling him a lone wolf. I would think that a lone wolf is someone who constantly is a predator. You know, a wolf that's a lone wolf, you take a real wolf out in the wild, he hunts all the time. He's looking for rabbits. He's looking for injured birds, snakes, whatever he can eat. That's a lone wolf. Someone who is at home watching television and is mentally ill and has never done anything before in terms of killing anybody, suddenly comes out and kills somebody. He's not a lone wolf. It's the first time he's done it. He might be a mad wolf. He might be a... I don't know what you'd call him, but I don't think he would be a lone wolf. That's an insult to wolves who hunt all the time. These guys are not hunters. They just stand up at one time or another during their life, and out of the clear blue, they kill somebody. But that's not a lone wolf. Why are they calling them lone wolf? I don't get it. Is it because they want to make headlines? Do they think it sounds good? It makes them look like they're doing something when really they aren't? And what in the world can DHS do about someone like Loeffner who decides out of the clear blue that he's going to kill a bunch of people at a shopping center? I'll tell you right now, there is nothing they can do about it. And the congressmen who were saying that, and congresswomen who were saying that they need to do something to get rid of this, these websites and stuff that might have, let's say, like a target or something on it and a picture of a congressperson, that this makes these people do these things. Well, do you see any evidence that that Mr. Loeffner went to Sarah Palin's website where she had what was it? Was it a Target or was it I think it was a gun site. And that's what made him do it? Of course not. They don't have any evidence whatsoever. They're just full of BS. And they're just saying whatever they want to. And the stupid press, which is Judeo-Bolshevik press, loves this type of fascism from the government. And so they print every gaudy word of it without even questioning it, because for the Judeo-Bolshevik, the Jewish communists who run the press in New York and who ran the Soviet Union in the 1920s and 30s, this is a great thing. This is the government extending itself into the face of the people and destroying their liberties. And this is what the Judeo-Bolsheviks like. It's what they did in the Soviet Union. It's what they did when they paid Hitler to become the Führer of the Reich and start a new world war. They love this sort of thing. In 2009, by the way, a Department of Homeland Security document stated, quote, right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate fueling resurgence in radicalization and recruitment, unquote. This little document was leaked to the media. Is that a crazy headline or what? Right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate fueling resurgence in radicalization and recruitment. That's not even a good sentence. You people are nuts. You're getting paid $200,000 a year approximately, and that's the best you can come up with? Get yourself a nitpicker from New York who spends her time nitpicking things that go into books, would you? You people just don't have it. Quote, the possible passage of new restrictions on firearms and the return, now get this, these people should be ashamed of themselves, and the return of military veterans who face significant challenges reintegrating into their communities. And here's what they say at Homeland Security could lead to the potential emergence of terrorist groups or lone wolf extremists capable of carrying out violent attacks, the report concludes. Well, Homeland Security, what do you expect of these people? You trained them to be lone wolf extremists capable of carrying out violent attacks? Of course they could do that. But how many people did that after they came back from World War II? Almost none. I remember seeing all of these crazy headlines. A Vietnam veteran killed so-and-so. There were very few Vietnam veterans that did stuff like that. In fact, most of the killers were non-Vietnam veterans, but they never said in their headlines, non-Vietnam veteran kills girlfriend. No, no, it was always a Vietnam veteran because the Judeo-Bolsheviks liked to kick the veterans in the ass. They liked that. They thought that was fun. And they knew that there was a story there because they could get people's blood pressure up by having them hate the returning kids from these wars. I mean, the kids had already been exploited and taught to kill other people to make a living. And now that they came home, the newspapers, the Judeo-Bolsheviks sought to demonize them for having been stupid enough to work for the fascist federal government, which in one way doesn't make sense, but in another way it makes a lot of sense. Because the media, the Judeo-Bolsheviks, like to get a visceral reaction out of their readers. The more visceral the reaction, the more they can get them to slightly growl and to make little noises while they're reading, the better it is for the newspapers. They sell more papers that way, and when they sell more papers, they have more people to advertise to, and they can raise their prices on their advertising. Michael Leiter, the director of National Counterterrorism Center, recently told the Senate Homeland Security Committee that the prospect of lone wolf attacks keep him awake at night. That's what he said in the Chicago Tribune. Now, can you imagine that? Here's an adult who tries to tell Congress that the idea of a lone wolf terrorist keeps him awake at night. What a lie. What a liar. I mean, could you believe that someone would be kept awake at night because of a lone wolf terrorist that hasn't even appeared yet? Well, why would he? It would be stupid to stay awake worrying about it. Doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good to try to investigate to find out who the lone wolf terrorist might be. They just made up this thing about these returning veterans might be good candidates as lone wolf terrorists. Well, you know, you can call them a lone wolf terrorist when they lash out and kill their entire family with a gun. You could then call them, why, look, they're a lone wolf terrorist. That doesn't mean they are a lone wolf terrorist. It's just something the Department of Homeland Security made up. They didn't even make it up. They got it from the racist Tom Metzger, which means that they're endorsing the racists of America by using a racist phrase, the lone wolf terrorist. Way to go, Department of Homeland Security, you bunch of idiots. You inept bunch of federalist fascist pigs. Aren't you ashamed of yourselves? You have nothing going for you, nothing. You've been groping people at the airports. You haven't stopped a thing. In fact, you even made sure that the federal government got that underwear bomber Christmas Eve put on an airplane when he was denied getting on it. And they told the airline, by God, you're going to put him on there. They wanted him on there so they could have a headline on a Christmas Day that they stopped somebody from trying to bomb this airplane. Well, they gave him the underwear. They gave him all this stuff, and they set him up so they could have a headline and make themselves look like they did something. What a bunch of jerks. You people suck. If there's any terrorists in the country, it's you. You put the underwear bomber on the plane. You've been telling these idiots that you find with your MK Ultra conduct, well, wouldn't you like to meet an Al-Qaeda person and start buying bombs? And the dummy says, oh, yeah, that sounds good. They think, oh, man, we got a good retard here to work with. So they move this retard around for months. They start buying stuff for him and all this, get a nice dossier of evidence, and then they take him to court. And they want us to think that they've done something really great to protect our freedom when, in fact, all they did was to manipulate a retard. That's easy enough to do. Half the American public, in many ways, are retarded. They don't even keep track of what's going on. You could hoodwink them any day of the week. Lee Hamilton, the former chairman of the 9/11 Commission, told the same committee that the lone wolf terrorist has become a major threat and concern to the country. Can you imagine? Yeah, the lone wolf terrorist has become the major threat and concern to the country. Well, you're certainly having trouble finding terrorists, aren't you? What's the matter? Aren't the Arabs working out well enough for you? You gotta find a little country boy on the side of a mountain in Kentucky with a squirrel gun and say, well, he might come down and kill people in Paducah. You bunch of idiots. Aren't you ashamed of yourselves? You're just making a living out of making this crap up and pretending that you're doing something when you're doing nothing. You're just collecting $200,000 a year for your fat frigging salary for doing nothing. Bunch of pigs. Leon Panetta, the current director of the CIA, what a jerk, expressed similar concerns. It's the lone wolf strategy. Look, another person using Metzger's phrase, the lone wolf strategy that I think we have to pay attention to is the main threat. Well, I thought, Mr. CIA, that you guys are giving money to the Taliban and to bin Laden, that was the main threat, that it was you that were the main threat. Starting wars, causing wars to happen that we have to get involved in so that people start hating us. I thought you were the main threat, CIA. Who are you kidding, picking on a bunch of soldiers coming back? Who are you kidding, picking on a hayseed on the side of a mountain in Missouri or in Kentucky? How dare you? How dare you defame these people without any evidence whatsoever? That Loeffner, he was never on the side of a mountain. I mean, he was going to school and doing this and that. Some of the people thought he was kind of strange. What are you going to do? Look at everybody that's strange? Are you going to round up all the strange people in this world? You know, there are thousands of schizophrenics out there. Almost none of them hurt anybody. And because one of them hurt somebody, you're going to round them all up and spend billions of dollars putting little tags on them so that the satellites can find out where they're at any given moment? What good would it do? Maybe only 1 out of 10,000 of them might kill somebody. You bunch of idiots. Well, why don't you get a real job, you know? Department of Homeland Security, kiss my fanny. You don't do anything. You do nothing. You don't do anything for me. In fact, you know, well, I'm not going to say it. You guys, you're very anti-constitutional. You're very anti-American. And you know, you need to retire. You need to retire the entire Department of Homeland Security. It's just there to screw Americans over and to allow you to come up with a bunch of balderdash that you can spew in the press and make yourself look good when you're really just bad. The former Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, what a scurrilous man, also told the Homeland Security Committee that his greatest concern is the lone wolf. Well, Mr. Reid, you know, what do you mean your greatest concern is the lone wolf? What a jerk you are. You've been a jerk all your life. We've watched you in the newspapers. You're a total jerk. How could you get reelected? How could the people in your home state, what is it, Utah, Nevada, one of those states, how could they elect you? You're a jerk. Jared Lee Loftner, who's a Jew, by the way, which, you know, we outed him the other day. He was outed by the, what's the name of that paper? The Mother, by Mother Jones. He was outed. His best friend said that his mother's Jewish, and nobody's said anything against that. Jared Lee Loftner was not associated with a terrorist group. His behavior prior to the attack is that of a mentally ill person and not an ideologically motivated terrorist. In the wake of the attack, the corporate media has attempted to portray Loftner as right-wing and sympathetic to the Tea Party. Was he? Was he right-wing? Was he sympathetic to the Tea Party? I don't think so. Following the attack, if you read the newspapers, it was revealed that Loftner is at best a liberal, who describes himself as a homosexual who likes to cross-dress. I mean, how many Tea Party people like to cross-dress? How many Tea Party people are homosexuals? This is ridiculous. News reports indicate that Loftner kept an occult shrine in the backyard of his parents' home in Tucson. Well, I saw that shrine the other day. I mean, it was a little bowl, a little glass bowl with some rocks in it, and there was a skull there. There wasn't a real skull. I mean, if everybody that had a skull in their backyard is a potential terrorist, that's all that the Department of Homeland Security would ever look at. They wouldn't have any time to do anything except go and photograph skulls in people's backyards. Well, you know, I was noticing the other day there was a blessing of boats in a harbor, and one of them had a skull and crossbones. Do we need to look at the captain of that boat? You think he might really be a terrorist because he's got a skull on a flag with crossbones under it? You people are idiots. You know what? Why don't you watch what you're talking about here? You know, you don't have a leg to stand on any of these things. You're jerks. On Sunday, Fox News reported on a law enforcement memo based on information provided by the discredited Department of Homeland Security that Ms. Panetta's in charge of, which attempted to link Loftner to American Renaissance, which they described as a white supremacist organization that Loftner allegedly mentioned in some of his internet postings. Well, I've been to American Renaissance, and the man who runs it is an intellectual. He writes articles and has news on the demographics of crime. He tells the federal government to stick it when they're talking about immigrants or African-Americans or whatever. He just looks at the real facts about who gets arrested and who goes to federal prison, and he writes essays on it. And you're going to say that, you know, people that read stuff like that might go out and kill a congresswoman? Do you know how stupid you sound, DHS? And you're being paid $200,000 approximately? And free cars to drive around in and a travel expense account? And you're supposed to talk to the press and you don't even think before you open your mouth? This is incredible. The latest information released by the Department of Homeland Security reveals that this mega agency created following the attacks of September 11, 2001, which most Americans feel is a cover-up, and that it was mostly done by the United States of America to start the war in the Middle East, in Iraq, is still attempting to spin the Loftner story and attach political motivations to acts that seem to be clearly carried out by a mentally ill person. The government and the DHS have loaded the term lone wolf with political connotation, and remember, they stole it from Metzger, a racist. They say they hate racists, but they steal the term from Metzger. He says, well, people should become a lone wolf, blah, 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 so that the FBI can't find out that, you know, that you're talking to each other on the internet. That's what he told them. And he says, be a lone wolf, and they can't find you. It now brings to mind Al-Qaeda miscreants with turbans, white supremacists, and anti-tax activists. A lot of this was developed by Alex Jones's website, and written by Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com on January the 11th. And very, very good writing, Mr. Nemo. I appreciate good thinking, and I hope you don't mind my good-natured recitation of some of this, along with my own ideas that I placed as I took snippets and whole sentences from some of your writing here. I think that this needs to be broadcast to everybody, because the whole idea of coming after a lone wolf, which is someone that you cannot really watch, and then tell people that you have to watch these people. Well, of course, the next thing they want is for you to watch all your friends, because they might be a lone wolf. And if they start acting weird or insane, then you ought to report them to the police. Now, if everybody started doing this, how many crazy people do you know? In my life, I have known thousands of crazy people. I used to be a teacher. I had 25 students an hour, 6 hours a day, 150 people, and most of them were adolescent crazies. No different from this guy, this Loughner. Well, maybe they didn't have a skull in their backyard. Maybe they didn't have that, but they might have found a dead bird and hung it from a tree with a little string, just for funsies. They might have spent most of their money on rock and roll records. They might have spent their time in a basement practicing on their drums and doing rock and roll with a bunch of other rock and roll crazies and acting crazy. They might have spent also a lot of time smoking pot and maybe sniffing different drugs or whatever they do. They might have done that, and Homeland Security, if they found out and one of them killed somebody, like a politician, they could say, well, you know, a lot of these terrorists might come out of this rebellion that we find in rock and roll. And you've already heard them talk about, not only them, but the religious people talk about the rap singers and singing about killing policemen. Well, how many rap singers ever killed a cop? Not very many. I mean, they were kids, and they did some really stupid things, like talk about how rebellious it was to think about fighting back when a cop's coming after you, or how much fun it would be to have a drug corner that you sold your drugs on, and you had to defend it with your submachine gun or whatever you had there, your 9mm pistol with what is it, 19 shots, whatever whatever you could put into the thing to keep the shots rolling. Well, they'd be perfect. They'd be perfect lone wolves, wouldn't they? Except that they're not lone wolves. They probably talk to each other. They probably write notes to each other. And I'm sure that this Loughner wrote notes to his friends with all sorts of neurotic indicators of what he might be up to. So, Miss Napolitano, well, why didn't you catch this? Why didn't you check out MySpace? Doesn't anybody trust you? Didn't anybody call you and say that this Loughner guy is kind of crazy? Seems to me that, according to the media, his teachers, they removed him from the university because of his inappropriate behavior. You didn't pick up on that? Didn't you have an agent at his university? They could have kind of like checked in on it. But you know what, Neapolitano? You know what? Even if you had a person there and you checked in on him, what would you have done about it? You wouldn't have done anything about it, because there wouldn't be anything legal to go on there. And thousands of people are like him, who are a little bit aberrant in their behavior and their views of things. I'm aberrant in my views of things, but I've never hurt anybody. Are you going to follow? Well, you have followed me around. In fact, you've even hassled me and destroyed my civil rights. You tried to shut down Jew Watch, which is a newspaper. Your agency, under the Jew Michael Chertoff, that fascist pig, came after me, and the other Jew, the Mukasey, that was the head of the Department of Justice, came after me. See, you people are scum. You're there to protect the Constitution as agents of this nation's Constitution. When you were sworn in, you swore to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And you, Mr. Napolitano, and Chertoff and Mukasey, the way you acted, you didn't act Napolitano with me, but Mukasey did, and so did Chertoff. They were internal domestic enemies of the Constitution. By coming after me, they proved that they did not follow their oath. In fact, they totally disregarded their oath and decided to destroy one little guy's newspaper. They wanted to put it out of business because they were a bunch of Jews. They loved Israel, and I covered the Israeli war against the Lebanese and the 3,000 people they murdered viciously, and how they lied to get it started. They lied saying that two Israelis were kidnapped, and they weren't kidnapped. In fact, their evidence was that they were dead from the get-go. Dead from the get-go. And then there's this other guy who's been kidnapped for years now. Shalit, is that his name? On the other side of the country, over there in Gaza. And Israel won't even negotiate to get him out. It's crazy. They don't care about Jews. If they cared about Jews, they would have sprung him by now, but no, they don't care. It's all BS. It's all BS. There's a progressive new snapshot device that's available that records your driving habits that's available. How long will it be before Napolitano makes you put that on your car? Progressive Insurance has introduced this new program called Snapshot to help drivers who curb their driving habits save money. According to the Progressive Insurance site, the Snapshot device will be sent to the customer who must plug it into their car. The device will record information about their driving habits. For instance, it'll record the miles driven, the time of day, how many sudden stops they make. After 30 days of recording, the customer could earn a discount on insurance. Make note of this loophole. They could. From the facts of a progressive snapshot on the internet, we find once you get your snapshot device in the mail, just plug it into your car's diagnostic port, usually below the steering column, and drive as you normally would to take your snapshot. Then log into your policy to view your driving information and projected discount. Whoopee-doo. Reading between the lines, the obvious question is, will this information that you collected be used against you in order to raise your rates? What about the privacy concerns? I don't know actually if it's really private when you're driving and you're hitting the brakes real hard, or if you're driving fast. It's hardly private. But if they're filming you, or you know, if they have some sort of a mechanical device that's pointing out what you're doing, then it gets a lot like the Department of Homeland Security, doesn't it? Why, you know, they could go to Homeland Security with that information and say, Miss Napolitano, we have a potential terrorist here. This person drives erratically, starts and stops, takes off too fast, stops too fast. Now, obviously, he's a threat to himself and to others, and we think that he might be a potential lone wolf who might kill a senator or a congressman. Now I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings all the time. But what else can I be? I mean, I live in America, which is a fascist nation that has gone down the path of war now for the past 100 years. The nation that has made itself friends with the Judeo-Bolsheviks who run the banks in New York and who ran the Soviet Union from those banks. So, if you believe that a person shouldn't be driving with someone who stops at a 7-Eleven and holds it up and then kills the operator, and some of the people who were shopping there in order to get some money, runs out in the car and takes off, and the driver should go to jail also along with him. If you believe that, then why would you support the United States that's allowing these Judeo-Bolsheviks, these banking Jews, to talk them into having these wars for Israel in Iraq, and of flying planes into the 9/11 buildings, and lying about the Gulf of Tonkin and everything else they lied about in order to have these wars. You know, you have to be aware that they lie every time they have a war. And the lie that got these wars in the Middle East going this time was the lies about the 9/11 buildings. And yet we have on American USSR.com all these other lies that they've come up with, and including their plot called the Northwoods Operation to have terrorists going through America, killing people, bombing theaters and different sports events, and blaming it on Fidel Castro, so the Americans would support a war against Castro. And these were our leaders planning to do this to us. These were our leaders planning to do this to us, and which I would consider terrorism. Anyone that they were consorting to do this, which is conspiracy. Conspiracy of our leaders, and of course none of them ever went to jail. But we have all of the documents that show how they did it, and how what they were going to do, and how they made these reports. It's right up there on American USSR.com. Go take a look at it. It's Operations Northwoods, it's called. And these people were plotting and conspiring to start fake terrorism here in the United States, just to blame it on Castro, so that the government would invade Cuba with the permission of the American people, who had been hoodwinked by being told that they were doing this because Castro had started throwing bombs all over the United States, when in fact it was the CIA. It was Homeland Security. It was all these jerks who have set themselves up as our friends and who are really our enemies. These are thugs. These are government mafia people. And you need to be cognizant of the fact that they're in charge of this country and that they're up to no good. And whenever they talk, whenever their lips are moving, they're lying to you. And, you know, if they tell you that the lone wolf is the biggest problem in America today, you know that's a lie. Hey, the biggest problem in America today are the person whose lips are moving, who are working for the United States, the very people who think up things like the 9/11 attack on the Twin Trade Towers and let it happen. In fact, they were doing a drill on it when it happened. I mean, you know, don't tell me that the government wasn't involved in this. I mean, you know, get your mind together and know who your enemies are here. It's not some lone wolf terrorist. You're talking about government authorities. These are the people that you really have to look at. Well, let's look some again at this coverage of the Tucson, Arizona shooting that left six dead, including a federal judge who, unfortunately, is a judge who he was the one who found in favor of gun owners and of the sheriff in Arizona years ago. He would definitely be the wrong judge to kill if you wanted to make sure that there was liberty in America, because he was a libertarian who believed in making the Constitution the true law of the land. And even if the federal government itself was going after gun ownership, he said, no, you can't do this. This is guaranteed by the Second Amendment to the Constitution. And he supported it, and which meant that he wasn't going to be nominated to the Supreme Court anytime soon. They only want yes people for that. He took the heat. Well, this 22-year-old was immediately the one that... that shot Representative Gabby Giffords, that's what they call her in Tucson, Gabrielle, and they call her Gabby, he was immediately profiled as a Tea Party member. By whom? By the Jewish CNN? Is that whom? By the big announcers there, who most of whom are Jewish? Is that who immediately profiled him as a Tea Party member? The mainstream media focused on 2 points in his many ramblings, including government mind control, which I don't see why the media would be against that. I mean, they're a part of government mind control. The media tells everybody exactly what the government wants to tell people. The media helps the government in mind control. In fact, if it wasn't for the media, there would be no mind control of the American population. But nonetheless, the media said, oh, look, he's for government. He believes there's government mind control. And they sit there and smile at you like they're not doing it and they're not behind it. Give me a break. Also, he was refusing to reuse a currency not backed by gold and silver. They thought that was just terrible. Well, that might be terrible, but 5 or 6 years ago, gold was selling for $250 an ounce, and those who turned in their dollars for gold back then, now for every ounce of gold, instead of $250, it's worth, $1,500 or $1,600 and going up. So, who's the stupid one? The person refusing to use a currency not backed by gold and silver? Because if you're carrying the currency around in your pocket, obviously every day it's leaking out of your wallet. But if you had gold coins there, it wouldn't leak. They would go up in value as the dollar declines. Oh, but this guy's a nut because he thinks that, you know, you shouldn't be screwed by inflation. You should have gold and silver. And they're saying that he's crazy as a result of this. Well, yeah, crazy as a fox, maybe. Someone who knows what's really on the up and up with things and how Americans are being stolen from by every dollar of inflation. What's most curious about this is that it appears he was profiled as the shooter before there even was a shooting. In multiple interviews with Representative Giffords, the idea of a Tea Party activist using violence against her was brought up in either right before or after mention of the upcoming vote to recall controversial health care reform. Well, of course, she said that, hoping that she could infuriate some people and get people on her side. I mean, politicians say stuff like that all the time. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was interviewed about an incident where the front door of her office was shattered, while stock footage of Tea Party protesters waving the Gadsden flag were rolling. The interview was steered in a direction that would indicate that the Tea Party is posing a violent threat against Democrat lawmakers. They touch on Sarah Palin's use of crosshairs on her site, explaining that this could potentially cause someone to use violence against the Democrats featured in the graphic. You know how absurd that is? How many millions of people have gone to Palin's website and seen these crosshairs? Do you think these millions of people thought, I think I'll get my gun and go out and shoot my congressman? I mean, give us a break here, news media, and Miss Giffords. Come on, Democrats. What kind of lies are you spreading here? Now, you know, I feel so sorry for Miss Giffords that this happened to her, and I wish that it hadn't. But, you know, just because she's been shot, and it just so happens that someone shot her, and it looks as though she had predicted it. She predicted that he was a Tea Party person, and I don't believe there's any indication he ever went to the Tea Party. He was somewhat political in the Tea Party's, you know, what's happening right now. It's the first sort of third-party movement we've had that's been successful in this country in 100 years. So I'm sure he knew about it, but I don't think he went around to watch congressmen trying to answer questions in local meetings. But if he did, obviously he didn't shoot any of them, or they would have broken the story even sooner, wouldn't they? So we're pretty sure that didn't happen. There is an undeniable coincidence between this incident and the timing of the votes to repeal the health care bill, which is taking place this week. Any act of violence towards Democratic leaders, especially the ones most invested in the success of health care reform, meaning the profitability of insurance companies who are a bunch of greedy monsters who exploit anyone who becomes ill, and they're melded now with the Democrats forever, that these Democrats would have all but guaranteed the vote would have failed. The congresswoman took part in an interview shortly before the shooting where she spoke about this vote taking place to repeal the health care bill, stating clearly it would never pass, and if it did, that President Obama, the great dictator from Kenya, would veto it. Well, please, what can we say? Keith Olbermann began a special comment after the event, calling for Americans to put their guns away and end an era of dangerous political rallies and gun shows. Yeah, well, what is this dangerous era of political rallies and gun shows? How many people do you know that have shot people up with their guns? I mean, you have tens of millions of Americans with huge gun collections, and not a one of them is out there shooting anybody. During his statement, Olbermann used the tragedy that occurred in Arizona, killing a federal judge and critically injuring Representative Giffords, as leverage for call against border control and for gun control. So, he used it to lever a call against border control, where foreigners are coming into our country without papers and without invitation, crashing the border, and for control of guns. So on the one hand, let's destroy America with people overrunning the border, and let's call for gun control, which is the one thing that keeps the federal government from coming out here and shooting everybody in the head, the way that the Jews did when they ran the Soviet Union from 1917 to 1940. In what Olbermann calls the end of a dangerous era of blurring political rallies with gun shows, what a stupid phrase, Olbermann. I thought you were better than that. His statement all but blames Sarah Palin and other innocent politicians for the shooting. While their rhetoric and use of metaphors could be considered without class, there's certainly no clear evidence that the shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner, was anything but a liberal himself. Just like you, Olbermann. How could you stick a knife in the back of one of your fellow liberals? Jared Lee Loeffner was no stranger to local law enforcement. His ramblings and death threats had been reported to them in the past, and their response was to write him off as another lunatic. His rants and ramblings covered a vast array of topics, though the two the media has focused on cover government mind control and fiat currency. You know what? I mean, here you have the Department of Homeland Security talking about the lone gunman. This guy has been reported to law enforcement who have interviewed him and considered him just a nut. Well, where is Homeland Security here? Aren't they the ones that are going to protect us? Why didn't they go and grab this nut and watch him? How could they allow this to take place? It's because they don't do their job. They don't do any job. They're just a bunch of opportunists who want to make $200,000 a year for 8 years and then get the half or two-thirds of that for the rest of their lives for free. They're users. They're using you and me and everybody else. You know, they're sucking from the federal teat, and that's all they're doing. They're sucking from the teat, and the money coming out of the teat is coming out of your pocket for people who are a bunch of scurrilous lizards. In a time when law enforcement sends people to mental institutions against their will, yes, indeed it does, for protesting their policies and imposing mandatory mental screening on children. This is stuff that went on in the Soviet Union, and the Jews here are causing this to happen now. And of course, they run the mental institutions. They run the psychiatric clinics. So who else would want to do this? Because they make money at this. Sending people to mental institutions, that's money in their pocket. Imposing mandatory mental screening on children, that's more money in their pocket. So you have to ask yourself, how did this guy go unchecked for so long? Oh well, oh well. The myth of how wonderful Department of Homeland Security is busted again. Sorry, Napolitano, I busted you again. You're busted. Absolutely busted. Sorry, baby. Sorry, sissy. Now, when I said sissy, I was not referring to Vice President Biden. I was referring to sis, the big sis, they call her, Janet Napolitano, big sis. If I had a big sis like her, man, I'd get another family. Well, let's talk about this thing that everyone's interested in now, this mass animal die-off. Because another one just occurred along Chicago's lakefront involving thousands of gizzard shad. You love that word, gizzard shad? The small fish, which are members of the herring family, are more sensitive to drops in oxygen levels than other fish, according to Dan Makusas, Lake Michigan program biologist who consulted with the Chicago Sun-Times. Carl Vizzoni, a Northside fisherman, was the first to document the incident. Vizzoni noticed Canada geese and mallards eating the dying shad in open water by DuSable and Diversey harbors. This is not normal, Vizzoni told the Chicago Sun-Times. Lake oxygen levels might be the culprit. They vary depending on many factors. The die-off could be caused by the early winter that hit Chicago. Increased ice concentration cuts off the lake from the atmosphere and the sun. Ice blocks light and oxygen from penetrating the surface of the lake. Light is essential for the oxygen-producing process known as photosynthesis, where the little plant creatures in the water take in the sunlight and produce oxygen for the fishies. You remember that from grade school, don't you? The development of anoxia in lakes, which means there's no oxygen, anoxia, an meaning none, no oxygen, anoxia in lakes, is most pronounced in thermally stratified systems in summer and under the ice in winter when the water mass is cut off from the atmosphere. Besides the direct effects on aerobic organisms, anoxia can lead to increased release of phosphorus from sediments, and that phosphorus can fuel algal blooms when mixed into the upper euphotic sunlight zone. You see my extreme vocabulary? I just feel so great. All that junior high science is coming back to me now. I had this great science teacher. She had a stiff neck from some injury. And so she had to turn her whole body when she moved. So if we wanted to mess around the class, she had to turn all the way around to see us. So we got by with murder there. It's really great, man. I've always loved scientists ever since then, especially female scientists with stiff necks. It also leads to the buildup of chemically reduced compounds such as ammonium and hydrogen sulfide. That's that rotten egg gas, sulfur, H2S, hydrogen 2 sulfur, which can be toxic to bottom-dwelling organisms. Not to mention, they probably can't stand themselves when they smell that and they can't get out of the water to get away from it. Can you imagine the horror? If you were a shad, what would you think if suddenly your environment is filled with rotten egg gas? Oh my God. In extreme cases, sudden mixing of H2S into the upper water column can cause fish kills. Is this another clear sign that global warming theories are way off base and have little to do with reality? Or is it just another incident in nature that people kind of find interesting? That's what I think it is. And that's why I presented it to you. So you see how democratic I could be. I bring you the stories that you find most interesting, such as the death of all these little critters. Speaking of the death of little critters, we have the dollar, which seems to be dying. That's a little critter. People are driving up the price of gold and silver, trying to get out of the dollar currency. I wish I had enough money to be able to do that. I have to spend my dollars just to buy eggs and cereal. The U.S. Federal Reserve's journey to the outer limits of monetary policy is now raising concerns once again about how hard it will be to withdraw trillions of dollars in stimulus from the banking system when the time is right. You have to ask yourself, if they needed trillions to stay open, wouldn't the banks fail if you remove the trillions? Duh! Wouldn't you think that would be a problem? When that long-off day seems so distant, some economists and market analysts have even begun pondering the unthinkable. Could the vaunted Fed, the world's most powerful central bank, become insolvent? Almost by definition, the answer is no. Because, as the monetary authority, the central bank is the master of the printing press. Did you forget that they print their money out of ink and paper? Now, they might run out of green dye. That would be a problem. Yeah, baby. It can literally conjure up money at will, and arguably did exactly that when it brought about $2 trillion of mortgage-backed securities and U.S. Treasuries to push down borrowing costs and boost the economy. Well, yes, it did do that, didn't it? In fact, it can do almost anything at once because it's part of the federal government, which has its own laws that are way beyond the Constitution, as you know. The Constitution means nothing to the federal government anymore, and neither do you. In fact, right now, the federal government is coming after you with this lone wolf idea. It's the idea that anyone, a lone wolf, is someone that's hidden because he keeps his mouth shut. And so the lone wolf could be anyone, including you, or your daughter, or your son, your collie even, who knows. Maybe you're going to put bombs on your collie and send your collie to a dog show. You know, that would be a vicious terrorist plot. And you could do that because you might be a lone wolf. But you might just be a shopper at a supermarket. But while you're shopping, you might have yourself dosed with dynamite that's tied to your body so that everywhere you go, you could pull the plug and everybody in this grocery store could die because you might be a lone wolf. You might be a bomber. You might be a horrible person. You need to be watched. It's dangerous. There's so many of you around, and somewhere around there, one of you might be planning on something like this. And so, therefore, all of your freedoms need to be curtailed. Your privacy needs to be curtailed. You need to let Miss Napolitano grope you, not only at the airport, but God knows, even at the Sara Lee candy counter. You need to be groped. You need to be fondled and found out. Because you are the one that we're looking for at Homeland Security. You and all of your sadisticness, all of your hidden lone wolf inner self that you can't even control because your unconscious mind is filled with demons that you hear screaming at you. But you've been smart and you haven't told anybody about it. So the FBI can never find out, neither can DHS. And so you are that absolute supreme danger that all of us at DHS